buildings around the house.
Place well, to keep had a,
cows.
Had a barn, what's called a barn, that kept stock in, you see, mm-hmm. cows and horses. Mm-hmm.
Did you keep pigs in that too?
Hey,
did you keep pigs there? Did you have pigs?
Oh, yeah. And but you'd usually have what you call a hog house out from the barn for the pigs. And of course, you'd have a chicken house. Mm-hmm.
Were the hogs in a special enclosed area, fenced in?
Usually.
What was that place called?
Pen, pig pen.
Pig pen? And how about the chickens? Were they in a special
well, they,
enclosed?
They run at large. They went in a horse lot. Pig pens and everywhere else, usually.
What was the horse lot like?
That's around, that is an enclosure around the barn.
I see. Now, you mentioned chicken houses. What were these big houses that were built? You couldn't move them around.
Oh, no. No, they're stationary.
You call them chicken houses?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you hear it sometimes called now chicken coop.
mm-hmm.
But all the same.
How about the small ones that were movable? You can move them around. What do you call those?
They have the portable outfit that you can move from one place to another.
Mm-hmm. What do you call them?
Well, I guess they'd be called a cook.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you make hay for your cattle?
Mm-hmm.
Would you describe how hay was made back then?
Well, we had a team drawing mower, and then a team drawing rake that you put it in the windrow, and then you take it out of that windrow with a pitchfork made by a manpower and put it on a wagon, and then forked it off and likewise.
Mm-hmm. Now you put it in the barn.
Yeah, that's, you fork it off on that, see, and the man be on the wagon and place it. And then he'd fork it off to the man in the barn, and he'd put it up in the barn.
Mm-hmm. What was that place called where the hay was kept in the barn?
Mound. Hay mound.
Uh-huh. Mound?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You ever call that loft?
Yeah.
Too?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm going loft.
Now, was the hay put in that loft loose?
Yeah.
The man was up there tromping it down into the side.
Yeah, he'd usually have a couple of men, one. Throw it back to one man, he'd be up on there tromping and placing, you see.
Mm-hmm. I worked in a farm one summer, it was my job to tromp. Was that a hot job?
Oh.
And dusty. You'd have to hang on the rafters, you know, with both hands and get your feet down there and tromp that hay in there.
Know what you're talking about. Quite different now, ain't it?
Yeah. Now they bale it and place it, machinery.
We still take in a lot of loose hay, but we've got a loader and a hay fork. You pull it off the wagon and pull it up in the loft and dump it, you see,
mm-hmm.
with a trip rope.
Mm-hmm. That's a little more about the hay here.
But the most of us bailed out of the field.
Mm-hmm. If there was too much hay for the mow, what did you do with the hay?
Well, you either stack or rake or bale it.
Mm-hmm. If you stacked it, where did you stack it?
Well, out in the field or...
You ever bring it into the barn? Stack it close to the barn?
Well, not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Just anywhere on the farm. Just when you stack it or rake it.
Uh-huh. Did you ever stack it in the barn, but say on the ground floor, not up in the
oh,
barn?
Oh, yeah.
Where was that hay put? You put in stalls or?
No.
Just on the barn floor?
No. Well, I never had a barn that went plumb to the ground, but I've had put it in barn that went plumb to the ground and the cattle woke up and eat out from it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But my